It's the Marketplace Tech Podcast for Friday the 28th. I'm Ben Johnson in New York. Microsoft has now released versions of its Office software for the iPad. That news came in CEO Satya Nadella's first press conference as the company head. Analysts say it's been a long time coming, prevented by the company's hope that Office would be used to boost sales of tablets based on the Windows operating system. Marketplace Tech reporter Quina Kim was at the press conference for the announcement. Hey, Quina.
Hey, Ben.
So it's been a long time coming.
That's what they say. Office 365 everywhere, on every platform, mobile, your smartphone, your computer.
No matter who makes it.
Yeah, it's everywhere. And I have to say, the message sounded very outdated to me. I sort of feel like I get my Google Mail everywhere. I feel like Google's been talking about this years ago, and Microsoft is just starting to release it on that new product called the iPad. Have you heard of it?
I have heard of it. So what does this tell us? This sort of tells us that tech companies, try as they might, can't always keep us in their own ecosystem.
I think there was a time that Microsoft did dominate our ecosystem, but now we're in this era where we can just go download the apps that we want to use for work. We can download Dropbox. We can download Google Docs. We don't need to ask the IT guys anymore. This is all free. And so they're calling it, bring your own software to work. So in that sense, yeah, when the consumer gets to choose, then I think that dominance ends for software companies like Microsoft.
Marketplace Tech reporter Quina Kim. Thanks, Quina.
No, thanks for having me.
A biopic about labor and civil rights leader Cesar Chavez comes out today. Chavez worked to organize Mexican farm workers in California, but the movie hitting theaters is in English. Still, filmmakers have good news for Spanish speakers. They've partnered with a new smartphone app that allows moviegoers to watch the movie while listening to it in Spanish, if they so choose. With 25% of all movie tickets being bought by Hispanics, it could be a smart business move, as Marketplace's Jeff Tyler reports.
Movie makers depend on Hispanic consumers more than ever. Fiona O'Donnell evaluates consumer trends for the company Mintel.
Hispanics as a whole, their movie-going habits far exceed that of the U.S. general population.
Hispanics not only go to the movies more often, research shows they also spend more on concessions. But some 23 million Hispanics don't go to the movies because they don't speak English. So a new smartphone app called MyLingo allows moviegoers to listen to the Spanish language soundtrack in sync with the movie. Company co-founder Olenka Polak sees big potential for Hollywood to increase its audience.
By having the app available for the Spanish language, box office revenue can increase by $1.14 billion, which is 10% of the domestic annual box office sales today.
MyLingo is giving away the Spanish language download for the Cesar Chavez movie for free. After that, the app will cost $2 per download. I'm Jeff Tyler for Marketplace.
It's Friday, which means time for our favorite numbers game. This week, my guest, Jessica Lawrence, executive director of New York Tech Meetup, the monthly event that now draws nearly 40,000 members online and in person and is the biggest meetup of its kind. Jessica, are you ready to play Silicon Tally, the game where we try and stump each other with numbers from the week's tech news?
I don't know. This is super high pressure, but I think I'm ready.
I've got a number for you.
Okay, what's the number?
Six people. This has to do with space.
The number of people who could afford to buy a private flight to space?
Excellent guess, and I would love to be one of them. But this is actually how many humans are in space right now after a Soyuz spacecraft launched this week, bringing three more astronauts to the International Space Station.
Space is getting crowded.
The final frontier is getting way too many people. All right, you got a number for me?
All right, I've got a number for you. The number is four pictures.
I think I might know what this is. Four pictures is the total number of pictures that you can now include in a tweet.
That is correct.
What do you think? Exciting?
I think it's interesting. I think it's a sign that people really, really like to share photographs.
Okay, I got another number for you.
Okay.
10% of U.S. adults.
Maybe the percent of U.S. adults who don't have a cell phone?
Very good guess.
I'm pulling these out of thin air. So.
Yeah, I know. You're doing very well. It's not the number I was looking for, though we should, you know, check that. It's actually the number of adults in the U.S. that get their news from YouTube.
Interesting.
Does that make you optimistic about adult intelligence in the U.S. or pessimistic?
Well, YouTube is a pretty general platform.
Yeah.
So it probably depends on whose news video they're actually watching.
Okay. You got another number for me?
I've got another number for you. The number is one.
One what?
1 billion.
1 billion is, I don't know. You got me.
1 billion is the number of users using Facebook on mobile devices.
Oh. I just put it on my phone. So I'm going to just guess that I was 1 billionth.
You tipped the scale. Yeah, and actually I guess 20% of our time spent using apps on our phones is using the Facebook app.
Fair enough. Jessica Lawrence is the executive director of the New York Tech Meetup. It's the largest meetup in the world. Jessica, thank you very much.
Thanks for having me.
By the way, we checked Jessica's 10% number regarding Americans without cell phones. She was spot on. If you want to test your knowledge, you should play along with us. An online version of the quiz is at marketplacetech.org. I'm Ben Johnson, and that's our show today. This is APM, American Public Media.